Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Hotels across Ireland are preparing for reopening as lockdown restrictions ease this week. Hotels, B&Bs, guesthouses and self-catering accommodation can open again from tomorrow. But how has lockdown impacted the sector? And how is getting back up and running again going? Well, I'm joined on the line now by Donal Minahan from Hotel Doolin in County Clare, Mary Fennin-Byrne from Clonard Hotel in Athy in Kildare and Cathal Doherty from Ballyliffin Townhouse Hotel in Donegal. Cathal, I'll start with you there in Ballyliffin. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire, and welcome to beautiful Donegal.
How are you feeling today about tomorrow?
Oh, look, we're excited. There's a mix of excitement and of nerves also. You know, you've been closed now a while, and you're just nervous about reopening again, making sure that everything's in the right place and we're all ready to go. But look, we're getting there.
Yeah, and have you found it difficult to get staff back? We were talking about that at the start of the programme.
I think, like every other let's say, employer in Ireland, there is difficulties. Yeah, I've had there's a few staff coming back. They're all given personal reasons. It's not a high number of staff, thank God. But, I mean, there is difficulty in finding new recruits, to be honest, yeah.
You see, the thing is, you've been closed for so long that people might just have moved out of the industry, and that's what we were hearing from other people involved in hospitality as well.
Yeah, I mean, there is no question about that. That other people, there was a shortage there in the retail sector, we know, when they opened, and a lot of people did go there, and rightly so. A lot of people don't want to be even on pub, they just want to get out and work again.
Yes.
They were fed up sitting at the house, and I think that a lot of people have done that. And as I say, we've some staff who are maybe slightly older and they just want to take time out with their family now, and they've just discovered a new life sitting at home and they're very happy and content, and I understand that.
Fair enough. I think we all would. Tell me about your preparations then. What have you been doing over the last couple of months to get ready for this outdoor summer we're hearing about?
Oh, look, we have a lovely rooftop garden all ready to go. Just let's hope the weather is good to us. New carpets in the rooms. Look, we've been renovating, we've been getting ready, we've been spending our money wisely and just getting ready for the new guests that's coming in. Look, it's hopefully be a good summer, it'll be a short season, so it's up to us to make the most of it.
And how are the bookings?
Bookings for June are not great, to be fair. July and August are looking really good. I think June, probably for myself, where I'm situated, we're a border country, I think it's going to be more difficult for us to sell in June, as 25 minutes on the road. Let's say our domestic trade, a lot of it would historically be from Northern Ireland. And when you're inviting them out now, people just don't buy a bedroom, they buy an experience. Part of the experience is our local bars and restaurants. And with those bars and restaurants not being able to open to these customers, it's going to leave it difficult because they are open in Northern Ireland. So it's going to be a hard sell for June and July.
Yeah, it's a strange sort of a twilight zone that you're in, that everyone is in at the moment in your business.
Yeah, it is. Look, it is a difficult sell for June. International travel, to me personally, would be really important. We're sitting here beside the Ballyliffin Golf Club. And like just yesterday, I took a cancellation for 32 bedrooms coming from Bermuda.
32 rooms?
Yeah, yeah. What had happened, they had booked in 2019 for 2020. They suspended 2020 to 2021. And they rang me yesterday, and they just said that they weren't able to suspend for another year, and they were just going to head to the States itself, the USA, and they're just taking their booking there. So that's a big loss, but that's just one of many losses. But 32 rooms to me is quite a lot in a small
premise. I can imagine. And when were they due to come?
They were due to come the start of August.
Right, okay. So if anyone wants a room in Ballyliffin in August, there's 32 of them free as of yesterday.
Do you know what I would advise people to do is call us direct. Don't be listening to these dear prices. There is offers out there, there's bargains out there, there's rooms available. Call us direct, and any hotel director, not just myself, and you will get a bargain, you will get a deal.
Do you think?
I'm sure of it, Claire. I can give you 3 nights in July for about 450 euros. Come up to me. I'll see you there. I'll hold the room for you.
And how have you been throughout the lockdown? Because I'd say it hasn't been easy mentally to keep going, you know, and keep waiting for the announcement when you're seeing the daily numbers.
It was really difficult, Claire. Mentally, I lost my mojo personally. I lost interest. I found it hard. There was days that I picked up my mobile and rang the hotel number to see if the phone was working. It was very discouraging. I called all the hoteliers and to see how they were feeling, and they were feeling the same. But look, as I say to myself, my wife and family, it was a really difficult time. It was soul-destroying.
Yes.
We're hoping this is the last one. You get worried when you look at the news across the water and you hear about a third wave starting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, As I say, it's really a nervous time. We can't go through this again. We might go through it again, but let's hope not.
Yes.
But we will do everything in our end to ensure that it's done right.
Well, Cathal, stay on and listen to your experience now of the of your counterparts, if you will. Mary Fennan Byrne, who we spoke to before from the Clonard Hotel in Athy. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Claire. Good morning.
Are you all set?
Oh, we're all set, yeah. Delighted to be back. There's a great air of excitement here this morning, Claire, amongst everybody in the hotel. We've all our team in for customer care training and health and safety training. So we're just ready to get going.
I mean, you had done a lot of work, I remember from talking to you before, early on in the pandemic, to change your business model a bit. Have you done more in the last 5 months to change up again?
Well, we've had to be thinking all things outdoors, Claire. We've had to be thinking outside the box and reinventing ourselves constantly. You'll have to excuse me, I've just over a flu, and it's not COVID. So if you can hear it in my voice, just excuse me.
But no,
yeah, we're thinking outdoors, Claire, completely. We've just put in a fabulous new garden bar out on one of our smaller conference rooms. And that courtyard is all set up now for outdoor dining. We have completed our garden spa as well, so that's been going great since it opened about 3 weeks ago.
That's indoors, is it?
It's indoors and outdoors, so okay. Which is fantastic, yeah. And
so people will be having their treatments outside?
Well, they'll be outdoors for their, you know, if they're having an afternoon tea experience with their spa or with the outdoor sauna, hot tub, and we're going to add to that now over the next couple of months as well.
But so you won't be having a facial outside?
No, you won't be having a facial outside. It wouldn't be bad in this weather, though, would it?
Well, yeah, but if it was anyway cold at all, that might be miserable.
No, that's not going to happen. Thankfully, no, our treatment rooms are okay.
I know you did takeaway and you did a deli and all of that business as well, a pantry. How did that go for you?
It was great when the weather was good, Claire, but when the weather was against us, it was a washout. Mm-hmm. And I suppose that's everybody's fear for outdoor dining. You know, if the weather is good, if we get weather like last weekend, it'll be fantastic. But when the clouds come and the rain starts, it's not so positive at all. But look, we're doing our best. We've just completed a sun terrace now as well at the front of the bar, so it has a retractable roof and, sliding doors in it. So it's kind of really geared for all weather.
I was asking Cathal there about the bookings, Mary. What's the story for you?
It's a slow enough start, but this weekend, thankfully, we're almost full. I think we have a couple of rooms left on Friday night. So we'll ease in gently on Wednesday and Thursday, be very busy on the weekend. And our weekends are picking up, but it's slow enough, Claire. You know, but we're getting there. And there's lots of offers as well, like Cathal, so hopefully people will come and take them.
You know, the standalone restaurants are very upset because they can't open at the same time as you. Do you understand why that rule was made and put in place?
I understand it. Look, I think for everybody it's frustrating, but no different than ourselves. Our standalone restaurant, would account for probably 70% of our bistro sales, so we're feeling that frustration too. But look, I think, obviously, the government have a science behind it, and we've had to sit back and accept it to date. So, please God, you know, in the next 3 weeks, we'll all be, it's 4 weeks now, please God, we'll be back indoors and everything will be going really well. Like, it's tough, and I can understand people because it's a short season, and when June is knocked out of it, it really affects the bottom line, it affects how you can perform.
But Cathal, for you, you're saying that for people who want to come and stay, they need to have the option or would like to have the option of going to eat somewhere else, even if it is outdoors.
Look, that's just my personal belief. I think part of the experience is going out and being able to experience the area. We have fantastic bars and restaurants in this area, and surely we all do food and we all offer drinks. But I think myself, when you go away, you like to experience it. I would have welcomed the restaurants and bars being open the same date as us. I'm sorry that they're not. I had hoped that they would be. But I mean, we all have to take the guidelines seriously, and we will do that. But it is disappointing.
Let's go to Doolin now, Hotel Doolin and Donal Minahan. Good morning, Donal.
Morning, Claire.
How are you getting on there?
We're good. We're great. We're delighted to be opening the doors again tomorrow. So we have a wedding in tomorrow. Looking forward to that.
You have a wedding?
We have another wedding. Yeah.
So what a way to start.
Yeah, yeah. So looking forward to that. We haven't had one in a while. And then looking forward to from next week on to having larger numbers, again 25 and then 50 and 100 and hopefully looking forward to some live music as well over the summer.
And what investment did you make, or what changes did you make in the last couple of months?
Well, like everyone else in the country now, there isn't a horse box in the country that hasn't been turned into an artisan food truck.
This is it, yeah.
But we have invested in our outdoor areas. We've a new outdoor restaurant, two new outdoor terraces. But also inside, I think people are looking forward as well to getting back into restaurants and sitting down at a table and enjoying the dining experience, you know. People haven't been to a restaurant now in 5 months, so I think people will be looking forward to that.
All those changes cost a fortune, though, and I know you've had some help from the government with that, and there's been a grant too, hasn't there, for outdoor dining?
There has. There was a grant last year which we invested in some eco-heaters for outdoor dining, and then there was a grant this year as well, I think, for €4,000, which helped us with some furniture and that, and of course we've had the wage subsidy scheme, and we're hoping that will that they'll extend that to the end of the year to allow us to get back on our feet. And we've had the CRSS as well. So overall, we've had good support from the government, but we're really hoping that they don't cut it off at the end of the summer. And that's, I think, a lot of hospitality businesses in particular will be struggling again over the winter months. So they'll extend it out to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to see how the cancellation of events will affect you. I see news there today about various things being cancelled, you know, events being cancelled around the country. The Rose of Tralee, for example, not going ahead this year. Those events that would traditionally have brought crowds in, now not happening. Do you think, or are you concerned, Donal, that that will have an impact on your business?
Absolutely. I mean, the weddings is one thing, but we're a live music venue, and we also run a festival every year, usually in June, and we've rescheduled it for September this year, the 17th to 18th of September. So we put the tickets for sale up, and there's a huge demand. The tickets sold out overnight, but we really don't know, not for sure, whether it can go ahead yet. And we have applied to the Department of Culture to be one of the pilot events as well.
Okay.
We're a small festival for about 1,000 people. So we're hopeful that we can go ahead and give everyone something to look forward to, you know.
Because traditionally, of course, big outdoor or big traditional music scene where you are.
Yeah, so... like, we're hopeful we can start music again next week. They said on Friday in the new announcements that it's 100 people for outdoor events. So we're launching our summer music schedule this week. And we hope to have music every night outdoors in our garden in June to start with. And then in our music venue, the attic upstairs, we'll have 50 people for gigs in July and 100 in August. And we're hoping really to have an event on every night if we can.
Do you have to apply for permission for those music events?
No, from July, you have 50 indoors and 100 indoors in August. So, thankfully, music will be back, even if it is limited numbers. I mean, apart from hospitality, musicians have a really hard time with this. So, you know, their livelihoods have been decimated, and they haven't really been given any roadmap or much support either. So, it'll be great to get them back playing in the hotel again.
Okay. And Mary, what about you and the weddings at the Clonard Hotel? Have you many lined up?
We have a busy season ahead of us from next month, yeah, thank God. An awful lot of people have had to change their plans, Claire, you know, multiple times. And so the 100 people from August is very, very welcome. And, yeah, I think in July we've 11 weddings in 12 days, and we take a break for a day or two, and then we're back at it again. So it's busy. And thankfully next year as well is very strong with weddings as well, which is great.
Listen, we wish you all well. It's an exciting time for you, and I hope the season goes as well as you all hope and expect it will. Donal Minahan, Hotel Doolan, Mary Fennan, Byrne, Clonard Hotel in Athy, and Cathal Doherty, Ballyliffin Townhouse Hotel. Let's take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.